Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day, build momentum, and better your life.
Well, good morning, sunshine. Welcome to day 338 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Today is a self-care Sunday. And I feel like an important aspect of self-care that I think is often overlooked is our need to make time for fun. Now, I'm going to ask you an honest question here, and you're going to need to at least be honest with yourself, but I would love to know the answer too. When was the last time that you sat around and played? When did you last get your hands dirty? When did you last choose the messier route because it looked more fun to walk through the puddle? Playtime is absolutely amazing, and for some reason, we all just pretended like we outgrew it, when really we stopped making the time, or stopped having the time. And sometimes I think we pretend like adult playtime is just drinking, and it's not. There's so much more fun to be had. And I really do believe we should all be making time to hang out with our inner child. Because when we actually allow them to take the reins and explore, we teach ourselves to let go of control and fear and our need for perfectionism. By leaning into any experience without expectation or pressure or overthinking, it's literally a form of meditation. It's good for you. Playtime can really expand our imaginations, our creativity, and our sense of peace. Plus, it's fucking fun. If nothing else, it really feels good to let go and just play for a little while. We all need to stop feeling like everything that we do has to be focused on results or spending every waking second efficiently and productively. Just like rest, having fun is productive. It's a great use of your time, and there is no need for you to defend it otherwise. When you look back on your life, I highly doubt you'll ever regret having too much fun or making too much time for joyful play. This is me encouraging you to make all the time you need and can afford to, and dedicate it to yourself and your inner kiddo. Consider all of the shit that gets you out of your head and into your body, just like playtime did for you when you were a carefree little one. Little you wants to play with current you. Let them. If you are someone who gets to hang out with kids, just practice intentionally, joyfully playing by immersing yourself in their world or creating a game or activity that you can do together that is actually fun for you both. But whether you hang out with littles or not, you should be making time for your own joyful play. You can include your partners and your roommates and your friends' kids or whoever else is around in your playtime, as long as you remember that it's low pressure, it's low stakes. And it's meant to be fun. That's it. It's not more or less than that. It's just fun. Stop putting pressure to be perfect. This means we all need to consider consciously creating room and space for play. I personally have a fun bin where I collect goodies and activities for playtime that actually make me excited. But today, I really want to encourage you to start creating your own. And it's a gradual process that's going to take you some time. Just be on the lookout for things you can collect. And you'll keep a bag or a basket or a box or a bin or a shelf or a drawer, whatever works for you, to start collecting all of the things that make your inner child sing. You'll add whatever toys or squirt guns or Play-Doh or tops or games or crafts, coloring books, markers, magazines for collages, paint by numbers, puzzles, hot glue, sequins, Mad Libs, whatever fun shit that appeals to you and the littlest version of you that's living deep, deep inside of you, let them out and let them start putting stuff in the box. Lately, I have been really into kinetic sand after my very cool and very grown-up friend Lisa introduced it to me at our last hangout, and it is so satisfying to my sensory needs, and it's very immersive and entertaining to play with. My box also has an old Etch-a-Sketch and one of those Simon Says games from the 90s that is like light up, repeat the pattern. Of course, your bin is going to look different than my bin. I grew up in the 90s. So it takes a while to collect and explore and figure out what is actually fun for you as an adult, especially if it has been a while since you have actually let yourself play. So you might try things and not like them, but I recommend you just put them in the bin and come back to it later. I also recommend starting with things like coloring books or paint-by-number kits. The Dollar Tree and like Five Below type stores usually have really great kid-based activity books and craft sections if you want to go feel for what you actually like doing without going broke. But you're going to want to start a literal collection of the stuff that makes you feel like a kid. Any toy or activity or game or task that you find yourself lost in the moment in, and it fits in the box, it should go in the box. If it doesn't fit in the box, just write it on a sticky note and put that in the box. My personal sticky note has things like YouTube karaoke playlists and sing even if you don't know the song karaoke and learn a choreography tutorial on YouTube or watch animal videos and pretend I'm David Attenborough or Jackbox games. Then you should schedule once a week to explore and play whatever calls your name. Of course, you can just dig in your box whenever you're feeling a bit stressed and want to have a bit of fun time. This is dirty. But I really do believe 60 minutes of play dates with yourself can really change how you show up in the world. And this fun bin should not include business stuff or productivity-based things. If you are trying to monetize it, put it in a different bin. And I do try to steer away from screens and internet things unless it's being used to improve my playtime. Basically, any time that you find yourself having a good time playing and just leaning into the fun as a grown-up, write it down, put it in the notes of your phone, and save it for a future you to come back to again and again and again. How did you stave off boredom when you were a little kid? Let yourself explore and make messes and play and create. Indulge your inner child and have a little fun.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.